Well, I look back with fond memories. I'll take those memories to my grave, probably. It's been a great honour for me to be first citizen of the county. And as I said in my speech today, 17 years ago, I was wrongly accused of a crime that didn't even happen. And to be first citizen of the county 17 years later is a great honour for me and my family.
From the start, you said, from last year, you said that your main focus is going to be sports and mental health. You came on Highland Radio earlier in the year. You spoke openly about your own mental health. You had the SAM conference. You're highly praised for this.
Well, I mean, I think it's the highlight. I mean, there's been many highlights over the year. I've named some of them today. I couldn't name them all because it would take too long. But I think that the ultimate highlight for me was the conference. I think the fact that the 16 guest speakers that I had, every one of them was as good as the other. I also particularly want to thank Jim McGuinness, who was the ambassador for SAM. And I think the fact that we had Miriam O'Callaghan as presenter for the day made it so professional. And I know that the people who attended it, we had almost nearly 600 people at the conference. I know that the people of Donegal and further afield even got a lot out of the conference.
What's the future hold now for yourself? Are you just going to go back to being a councillor?
Well, I have a year to run on the council, and I will continue to do the representations for the people who elected me. I won't make a decision until closer to the time whether I'll rerun again or not. But I've enjoyed representing the people of Donegal and especially the people in the Finn Valley.
But you admit there is a chance you may not run the local elections next year?
No, I'm not going to speculate on that at this moment in time.